This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Tracy Gregoire. We're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And I feel like I haven't been here for so long.
I know. Take a couple weeks off, and it seems way longer than that, doesn't it?
It definitely
does. Well, welcome back.
No, you got to press that button there.
No, the top came off.
Oh, sorry.
My whole mic just screwed right off the top, so fixing that.
Well, welcome to Food for Thought. It is Thursday, November 19th. I still cannot believe we are almost to the end of November. I mean, Thanksgiving is next week.
I said that last night. How can Thanksgiving be so close?
It's crazy. Sure. It really, really is. And we have a packed show for you today. And joining us in a little bit will be Donna's Delights from down in Delaware. We love talking to Donna. I can't wait to hear tips and recipes she has cooked up for us. And then at 1:05, we'll be joined by a co-founder of a brand new food app, which is really interesting.
It is. So it sounds very interesting.
Stay tuned for that. And then at 1:30, we'll be joined with Ivy Lawson, who has a company that deals with honey. And also cream products.
Yeah, not honey, just lotions, to eat. Hair and skin and everything. So
it'll be pretty interesting. So, we have a packed show as usual. So how have you been, Tracy? And thank you so much for filling in for me.
It was my pleasure. A little scary, a little daunting, but I pulled it off, I think.
You think?
I think.
And Steve Freeman as well. He hung by
Couldn't
your side.
Couldn't have done it without him.
He's a great guy. I knew that he would be good with you.
Yeah.
Good.
So you're going to tell us about your trip?
You know what? Our trip was so amazing. It really was. First, we went, and normally we don't do two trips like that back to back. I mean, it happened that way because of scheduling. And the first one to Cabo, of course, was paid for by my, the company that I also work for, Lavelle, /
Gotta
Thrive.
Love that.
It was wonderful. It was, we were in Cabo San Lucas, which I had never been, right down in the Baja. And, it was gorgeous. It was really, really nice. We had a great, great time. Everything, you know, it was an all-inclusive resort. So everything was paid for. The whole company, there was over 5,000 of us there.
Oh, my gosh.
5,000 Thrivers, if you can imagine that. And we had a pirate party on Saturday night. And it was, I mean, you just saw pirates, like, everywhere. And it was really...
I'm trying to picture that.
I know. It was really, really fun. We had a great, great
time.
Like,
you dressed up as pirates? Or there were people there entertaining you as pirates?
No. People dressed up as pirates.
Okay.
And then there was also entertainers there walking on stilts. And, I mean, they really went all out. It was pretty amazing. It was... we had a really nice time.
Nice.
And then...
Oh, I have to go back to Cabo for a minute. The question...
Yeah, I'm talking about Cabo.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
I think that's what you mean, right? I don't know.
Well, yeah, because I thought you were moving on to your second trip.
No.
Okay.
And then, one of the last days, we took a ride into... Daryl really wanted to see the arches, you know, at the end of the Baja. And we had our moms with us. You know, we both got the trip. We had our moms with us. And we took a glass-bottom boat out to the arches, and it was really cool.
Wow.
You know, he gave you, like, a tour along the way, and you could get off at one of the beaches, which I didn't really kind of realize that until we kind of got in the boat, and Daryl's like, yeah, you're going to stop us at da-da-da beach, and I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. And we get to this beach, and have you ever been down to the Baja like that?
No.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, the tall, I mean, granite pieces, like, out of the water, it's just... You really have to see it to appreciate it. And I mean, it's gorgeous. It's really, really gorgeous. So we get to this beach, and it was called Lover's Beach. And I mean, the tide was high, so the waves were really high. And I'm like, I am not getting off this
boat. I was going to say, it doesn't sound very romantic for lovers. Sounds a little dangerous.
No way. And it was so funny because Daryl's mom is like, I'm getting off. We're getting off. Carol, we're getting off. And I'm like... Well, and my mom doesn't swim very well, and she's like, I am not getting off. And I knew by the way she said it, there's no way my mother was getting off, you know, because the boat could only go up so far, and then you had to kind of jump out.
Yeah.
And we had shorts and t-shirts on. It wasn't like we had our bathing suits on. I, of course, had a white top on, sleeveless top. Okay. Hello.
So you're passing.
No, but I did. I got off.
Oh, you did.
And I was the only one really that got drenched from head to toe. the way I landed in was a wave and whatever. But, you know, it was so hot, it dried pretty quickly. But and Daryl's mom, God bless her. I mean, you know, she was just right there jumping right off that boat. Of course, two big guys come off the shore and help her. And it was so funny. But anyway, we got onto the beach and I'm just kind of like, all right, what are we going to do? We have no bathing suits. Like, what's going on here? So we kind of walked around. It was really cool because you could stand right in the middle and you'd have the Sea of Cortez on one side and the Pacific Ocean on the other.
Wow.
It, within feet of each other, you know? I mean, it was really
beautiful.
Cool. So the three of us are walking around the beach and it's really hot, you know? And I'm like, what are we doing? And then all of a sudden, he says to his mom, he's like, okay, Mom, go stand over there and get ready. And I'm like, get ready for what? You know? And then that was exactly how it happened. And he got down on one knee and he asked me to marry him.
Oh, I love that. On Lover's Beach.
On Lover's Beach. Now, my mom
now your
was
mom
supposed
did get
to
off
be
the,
there.
She wouldn't get off the
and
boat.
And she wouldn't get off the boat, but he insisted on doing it there. So they did. And then when we went back over to the shore and waiting for them to come back and pick us up, there was a ton of people on that beach. Well, not a ton, but there was a few people on that beach, like right there, because it wasn't very big. And Daryl's like, well, because his mom knew.
Yes.
His mom and him knew. My mother and I didn't know. And he wanted to really do it in front of my mother. So when she came up onto the boat, and the waves were better, but she didn't come off. She just stood there. But the guy on the boat apparently knew, so he's telling my mother, take pictures. And he knelt down and did it again. My mother's like, like, oh, my gosh.
So she got to at least see it.
She did.
Well,
she
congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
What a nice way for it to happen.
It was very nice. It was very nice. I was surprised. I mean, you know, we, of course, had talked about it, but I didn't know he
was going to do it officially right then and
do
there.
Do it officially, yes. Aww. And he even
he did good.
Picked out the ring all by himself.
It's beautiful.
And, you know, it's a pink sapphire. I don't really like diamonds, so it's different.
I was
he, knows,
say it's you.
He knows
it's
me.
You.
It's me.
Absolutely,
yeah,
it's you.
I love it. So
you love it.
There we go.
See, now I totally forgot what I was going to ask you. Oh, the question on my mind and everybody else's mind.
Oh.
Did you dive after your incident?
No. We didn't dive in Cabo.
We weren't planning on it. Oh, okay.
We weren't planning on diving in Cabo. We will dive when we go to Grand Cayman.
Okay.
Christmas time. So, yeah.
Will you dive?
I will.
You will?
Yes, I will. I will finish.
So for those people who don't know, you had a concussion from hitting your head on your oxygen tank in the pool.
In the pool.
So I'm glad to hear that you're going to be brave enough and go out and still do what you worked so hard for.
Well, our scuba instructor is in Cayman. He flew out actually yesterday and he's going to finish our lesson in Cayman. So that's really nice. We'll get to finish
it
there.
And get to do it with him.
And get to do it with him. And we're getting married in Cayman.
You are.
We are.
Congratulations.
Just him and I, although Seth, our scuba instructor, and Norman, our bartender at Maritz, is going to be our witnesses.
I think you need a photographer. See, I'm trying to get a free trip out of her.
Oh, my gosh, buddy. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. So anyway, do you see what I'm drinking here?
I do.
Let's talk about food now.
It looks like juice.
Well, we were on two vacations back to back, because after Cabo, we went on a 5-day cruise with my son. And I'm like, I have to detox, both of us. Like, are you kidding? You know, you go on vacation. What do? You drink.
You drink and eat and eat and
that's
drink
all
and
you
drink
do.
Some more.
You know, I mean, so I'm like, we have to do something. So today is day 4 of juicing.
It actually looks really good. So it's this big mason jar of like a pomegranate red looking.
Yeah.
What's in it?
There is so many different things in there, from orange, cucumber, celery, romaine, the carrots, tomatoes, banana, apples, green apples, all right there.
Is that a traditional
ginger.
Juicer, or do you use the extraction kind? Everything goes into it.
Everything goes into it.
I like that better.
Yeah. It's
less wasteful.
Yeah. That's the one. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I do have the one that does the pulp.
Oh, it does make
But it's the fast one?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I don't know. But no, it does.
Yeah, yes,
that,
I know
that word.
Centrifugal
or something like that. Something like that. But anyway.
Somebody who knows what they're talking about, please call in and
let
tell
us. Know. So yeah, day 4. I did
awesome.
Cheat, but I cheated good. And then I finally, day 4 yesterday.
So all juice all day?
All day, except for at night. The past two nights, I was eating a sensible meal.
That's smart.
I just couldn't. Daryl did 3 full days of only juicing. I'm so proud of him. He did very
That's
good.
Hard.
But today we're going to juice all day and then have a meal at night.
So for people who might be interested in doing the the same thing that you're doing? Is there a book or a website or something you got these recipes from?
The first day I used recipes, because you go online, you just put in juicing and a ton of things comes up. And I did go out with that recipe thing to go get my fruits and vegetables. I did that the first day. Such a pain in the neck. And the juice was okay, you know. But no, I put everything in a roasting pan. I clean, wash it all and get it all, you know, all dry and whatever. Yeah. And then I put it all in there. And I do like six of these in the morning.
And they're then we big.
And they are pretty big. Yeah. It's about 20 ounces, 22 ounces.
So you make the same recipe for the whole day?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. I just throw them in and then I divvy them out between all the mason jars and we get what we get.
Nice.
And it's good.
It looks
really
good.
I'm actually liking it. Daryl still doesn't quite like it. I thought maybe he'd catch on a little bit more, but he hasn't. But
he did it.
He did it.
Do you guys feel better for it?
I feel so good. I have energy. I mean, at night at 8 o'clock at night, I'm still doing things. I'm like, what the heck? That's not me. I'm usually, you know.
So maybe do it once a day. Still going forward.
I have no problem right now doing it like during the day, but knowing I'll have a meal at night is enough for me. Yeah. I think, you know, we'll see how long I can go like that.
Good
but anyway, all right.
So do we have any? Meals of the day or of the week or the month.
We have today's, well, I thought this was kind of appropriate because of what I'm doing. Today's food quote, a fruit is a vegetable with looks and money. Plus, if you let fruit rot, it turns into wine, something Brussels sprouts never do. I thought that was kind of cute considering what I was eating. But today is National Carbonated Beverage Day with caffeine.
There's a day for that?
There is a day for that. Isn't
that gross? I get having days for things that are not good for you, like cupcakes and chocolate.
Well, it's also National Bunt Day.
Bunt Cake Day. Okay. That I even get, but an actual like carbonated beverage with caffeine day. Well, when you were gone, there was it was national, and I thought this was wrong. So I looked it up. You know how some websites will say different things? Every single website said the exact same thing, and it was only one food. It was National Pizza with the Works, except Anchovies Day.
You're kidding.
Nope, last Thursday.
That is funny.
Random.
Well, you know, Mike said that anybody can make them up.
Well, that's what I thought, too. So I thought, well, this is just a made-up thing. Every single website that I went to about food holidays said the same thing.
So you know my question is, who is the keeper of all
right.
that? Who decides
I did
that...
look something up about that. There is a... if it's national
like a
holiday, there is, right, judge and jury. There is somebody who handles all of that, but I don't recall who it was.
Interesting.
But it is, I believe, an official process.
Okay, all right. And just before we go to break, because I'm sure Donna is going to be ready, there was a couple of Coca-Cola, and this just because it was, carbonated day with caffeine. Where'd it go? I started, but it's not the right star. The first Coca-Cola was sold May 8th, 1886. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
1886 at a soda fountain in Jacobs Pharmacy in Atlanta. Here we go. I found it. One 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola contains approximately 45 milligrams of caffeine. And Pepsi
Never mind the sugar.
A little bit less. Pepsi contains 39% of caffeine. So those are just little tidbits, you know.
Yeah. Do you drink soda?
I do not.
I don't either.
I don't.
Once in a while, I have like a craving. I'll have like a root beer or something.
That is exactly me. I'll have a craving and I'll have just like, you know, if I'm at the diner, I'll say, just pour me like this much and I'll drink a little bit of diet, you know, Diet Coke. But I used to have it all the time.
And it's, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I agree. All right. You are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. It's Carol and Tracy. And we're going to go on a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Donna from Delaware. I miss her so much. I can't wait to talk to her. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building. It is Thursday, November 19th. Next week is Thanksgiving. And if anybody wants to order some pies for your holiday, you still have plenty of time to order at the Red Arrow Diners. You can go to any of the locations. You can also go to redarrowdiner.com and order your pies as well. So There we go. And I think, oh, go ahead.
I got to give a shout out to Bob for our new music. I like that.
It's very nice.
It's catchy. I'm dancing.
See Tracy dancing here in the studio. And so can everybody else that's eating at Midtown. All right. Without any further ado, let's welcome on Donna from Delaware. Hi, Donna.
Hey.
Hi, Donna. I know, I miss you.
Tracy,
oh, did you hear that? She has nicknamed me Tasty Tracy.
Oh, I did not catch that. Oh, dear.
Tasty Tracy and Cool Carol. You know?
Oh, jeez.
I like it. I think Carol got the better end of the deal.
What's been going on, girl?
I know. There's been like a few things going on, but you know what's going on. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, I'm just getting it on and crack-a-lacking up in here. You know, it's about to go down in Delaware Town. You know?
I think it's always just about to go down with you.
So everybody good?
We are. Yeah. We are.
Everybody happy?
Oh, we are.
Huh? Everybody smiling and grinning? Because y'all was playing me some sad music just a few minutes ago.
I know, right?
I said, wait a minute, funeral. I ain't dying. What in the world? I got a little nervous. Well,
that's
anyway,
funny. Everything
is good in the neighborhood.
Good.
So I heard somebody having a yard sale. Okay, you can send me some of that stuff you don't sell. Okay, just go ahead and pack it up and send it on down the dock.
Why don't you just fly in for the barn sale?
Fly in? I got to fly on in?
Sure.
I got to fly into the barn sale?
There you go.
I'm going to fly on my broom.
not much of a savings if you got to pay for a flight first, right?
You don't know. And then I got to ship it all on back. So I think I'm on a lose-lose situation.
Just go buy it new.
All right, it's all good. I hope you do great because you got some good stuff. You always do. You know, you literally got some good stuff.
I got a beautiful chaise lounge that's now sitting in my living room. It was supposed to be for my studio, but my living room kidnapped it, and we got rid of my husband's recliner that I've been trying to get rid of for 15 years.
y'all sell that kind of stuff? See, I might have to take me a little trip. You hear me? Because y'all know I like a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I get excited. Well, anyway, let me get into it. Okay,
right.
Here we go. It's about to be on and popping. It's a cook's time to shine. Yes, it is going down at the Wild Wild West. Move over, Wyatt Earp. It's a new sheriff in town, and she's got her six-shooter in her holster, ready to aim and fire at that jive turkey that's been running around town talking smiggity-smiggity-smack about who's going to be the best. It's time to show him and his whole posse they must be laid to rest, gizzards and all. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Good food and friends with plenty of holiday cheer. Them pilgrims had it right. A table set with plenty of food will always calm an angry crowd and help you win the fight. It's time to unleash the beast. Bat back and fish grease. Every pot, every pan will be filled and dirty in Donna's Delights Magical Land. Oh, my, oh, my. Everybody's been talking about Miss Patty Patty's pumpkin sweet potato pie. Walmart can't keep them on their shelves. But if you only knew how much I can do to getcha-getcha ya-ya-ya with a sweet potato pie. King, no time to hate, much love, time to celebrate. Turkey time, living life is a blessing. And I got the recipe of the week, y'all, a cornbread dressing.
Ooh.
It's time to get your stuffing on. And here's what you'll need. You'll need one tablespoon of poultry seasoning. It has everything you need in it, from sage to rosemary. You'll need one cup of onions diced. You'll need one poblano pepper. I got that pepper thing from Carol. Thanks, Carol.
Yes.
One pepper chopped and diced and seeded. You'll need one cup of celery with the leaves from the stalk diced. You'll need one teaspoon of kosher salt. You'll need one package of beef scrapple. Yes, I'm getting my scrapple on. But if you like pork, I'm telling you to go for the scrapple that has the bacon in it, y'all, because it's going to be banging with this cornbread. You're going to cut that in cubes. You'll need a half a teaspoon of garlic. You'll need one quart of chicken stock divided. You'll need 10 cups of stale cornbread. You can make my cornbread and sit it on out. You'll need one Granny Smith apple, peeled, cored, and diced. You'll need a half a cup of dry cranberries. You'll need a half a cup of butter, and you'll need a half a cup of olive oil. Now, here's what you're going to do to get that dressing started. You're going to take that butter and oil, and you're going to heat it in a pan, and you're going to place your scrapple, your onions, your celery, your poultry season, your salt, and your garlic, your apples, and your cranberries in that pan. You're going to cook for about 10 minutes until those apples are tender and your veggies are also tender and your scrapple is brown. Then you're going to place your cornbread in a large bowl. After your scrapple mixture is done, you're going to pour that over your cornbread. You're going to stir in your chicken stock. Eyeball it. You don't want it too dry like the Mojave Desert, and you don't want it too wet, you hear me? Like it's going down like it had been in North Carolina. You don't want that going on. So once you have that poultry, once you have that all seasoned up, once you have that mixture stirred, this is what you're going to do. You're going to see if you need more poultry seasoning or if you need more salt. Once your mixture is done, you're going to place in a well-greased burnt cake pan. Somebody was talking about a burnt cake pan. So guess what? We're going to use a burnt cake pan for this cornbread. You're going to butter that pan up, and you're going to put that cornbread dressing in that cake pan. And then you're going to preheat an oven at 375 degrees, and you're going to bake for 1 hour. You're going to take it out, and you're going to turn that burnt pan over on a baking sheet, and you're going to slice and dice. Be sure, note this, be thankful that you'll get all that you have, and you will get enough until you are stuffed. For life is truly a blessing when you eat in Donna's cornbread dressing. Ken?
Yum.
Yes, girl. You know it's going down. You know it's going all the way down.
Was this inspired by our conversation about scrapple last week?
Yes, it was. But Tracy, I've been working on this. You know Donna always wants to give y'all the very best. She's going to give you the best that she's got. I've been working on this dressing since about July.
Wow.
And I've been looking at it, doing my research and my homework, and then I went ahead and put it all together, and then I made it I made it for Ted, so you know, he's my guinea pig. I'm going to put everything on him that I can. And then I went ahead and gave it to y'all because y'all know I'm going to give you the best that I got.
We would expect nothing less.
So, I'm not going to hold y'all because I know y'all got a lot more people to get to, but I want to let y'all know that I have a lot to be thankful for. The opportunity to be on Food for Thought has been truly a blessing. I thank Carol for allowing me the time to shine, for my husband, my family, my friends, and my fans, for life is for living and food is for giving. And Donna's Delights would like to wish y'all all a happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. Much love, peace, and hair grease, because Donna got to get out here and get her cornbread dressing on. I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving, and don't let the turkey bite you, because he ain't in control. You in control. Keith, talk to y'all later.
We're going to talk to you in 2 weeks, Donna.
Yes, you will. And
not
then
next
I got
week.
A lot to tell you, because you know I have these crazy in-laws, outlaws. But you know what? I ain't going to let them get to me, because I have told them and the turkey out they get on my nerves too bad. But you know Donna ain't going to do that, because it's Donna's house, and Donna's still the sheriff in the town, and I got
my six-shooter.
You hear me? Love
got
y'all.
It.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Be thankful, because we all alive, and we can survive, and we going to thrive, because we going to be in it to win it. Donna got to go. Talk to y'all later.
Love you, Donna.
Bye, Donna.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. You know, that dressing sounded pretty good.
It did. It's very interesting.
Yes.
Like for people who like to try something different.
Different. The poblanos and the cranberries. Didn't you say apples?
She did. She did say apples, too. And scrapple.
And scrapple. Oh, my God. Oh, that must be what she said is scrapple.
Scrapple.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Have you ever had scrapple?
No, she said apple, too.
Okay, maybe she
did. Did say apple too. No, I haven't. Never even heard of it until last week. It's Steve Freeman actually brought it up, and he tried it.
Down south. Yeah. It's a little scary. I have tried
it. It sounded a little scary.
In the Mayfair Diner in Philadelphia, right near the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. I was there for a visit for my son, and we went in there, and yes, I had it, and it's very interesting. Now, all I'm going to say.
She also mentioned the Patti LaBelle pies.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
And
I did.
And
the whole big, like, they can't keep them on the shelves.
I know. That's crazy.
Everybody wants them.
Amazing.
Everybody wants them.
Okay, I did get an email from Chef Jason over at the food bank. And for all of you, you know, foodies out there that are looking maybe to change your profession and you want to, you know, go into food services, the next informational meeting, you know, he does, they do eight week classes, and you get to work in their gorgeous kitchen over at the food bank.
Sounds amazing.
It is beautiful. It's really a top-notch kitchen. And you can go to nhfoodbank.org. You can hit onto the culinary tab. And just to give you some information about it, Thursday, December 10th and Wednesday, the 16th is going to be informational sessions. So if you want to, you know, check that out, the next 8 week class begins on December 29th. So, you know, again, if you're interested in going into the food services.
And correct me if I'm wrong, these classes are free.
They are. They are free. And I'm telling you.
And you're giving back because you're making meals. As you're learning, you're making meals for people who don't have food on their table.
That's right.
So it's a win-win situation.
It is. It really is. You know, if you're looking to change profession or if you're, you know, looking for a job and maybe you want to give it a try, go to nhfoodbank.org and make sure you let Chef Jason know that Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy sent you. So there we go. That sounds
We need to have him on again.
We do.
Maybe after it kicks off so we can hear about how it's going.
Hear how it's going. That's a great idea.
And what were those dates again?
Those dates for informational was December 10th. Where's my paper here? December 10th, Thursday, and Wednesday, December 16th. That's like an informational session. And again, nhfoodbank.org, and the next 8 week class begins December 29th. So yeah, pretty good. Not bad.
Excellent.
All right, we are already at the top of the hour.
It's crazy.
And we have our next guest is in the green room right now. I'm very excited to talk to them. They are, we'll be right back.